everyone. Hope everyone is having a good start to the holiday season. I'm so excited here to talk about the first episode of our Christmas holiday series. We do this every year, every December. We kick it off this year with a Nashville Christmas Carol. Now, a lot of times, once we hit December, we're talking about the Brooks and Dunn Christmas songs from their one Christmas album back in the early 2000s. But we're taking a little bit of a break from that. We're going to review one song from that album this year. But this first one is going to be a Nashville Christmas Carol, which is a film released in 2020. We're talking about it because Kix Brooks has a role in the film as Spirit of Christmas Past. And I had watched this movie, I believe, about a year ago. It was probably about a year after it was released. I watched it around Christmas time of last year, took some notes, and since then I've moved twice, and I do not know where the notes have wandered off to. They might have been thrown away, or they might be lost somewhere, but I don't really care to look for them too much. Might be gone. So I'm just going to pull up the IMDb and kind of go through the cast a little bit and give my opinions. I sort of remember this. It's not going to be extremely in-depth, extremely factual. Like, I don't really have my notes. And, you know, I just don't really think that this film deserves too much of my attention and research as opposed to some of the songs I like to dig into. So this is what the plot summary is. I'm just going to read this off. It says, a workaholic television producer receives a visit from her recently deceased mentor, who warns her that her current path leads to a dark future. Vivian, a workaholic television producer, is producing this year's Country Christmas Live TV show. Gavin, a childhood friend who manages country music star Belinda Manners, arrives from Los Angeles, California, and this dredges up bad memories of their past close friendship. In the meantime, her late mentor, Marilyn, appears to her and introduces her to Pat, the ghost of Christmas past. But TV network head Henry Moss arrives to observe her work on her TV show. He lets drop that she's being considered for promotion to the IMAs in Los Angeles. He twists her arm to demote Gavin's star Belinda from the show's opening song. Will she selfishly pursue ambition over friendship as he did to her years ago, or have all the ghosts softened her heart? Ugh, rough time reading that. So some of the bigger stars of this include Wynonna Judd. She is playing Marilyn, the mentor. Kix Brooks, like I said, you got Kimberly Williams Paisley is the ghost of, what is this, Ghost of Christmas Past? I can't even read this. Whatever, she's in there. And that's basically it. Sarah Evans is Belinda. So she's supposed to kind of be the star of the show. And then there's some politics kind of going along. But basically, you know, this is to me what it boils down to, is that it's from Hallmark, and it's a glorified, you know, Hallmark Christmas movie. That's what it is. I was, disappointed in it. Oh, yeah, Ray Lynn. That's kind of a newer country pop artist is also in this. You know, it's a Christmas film on Hallmark that includes some, you know, some country stars. But to be honest with you, I mean, other than a few scenes and a few things here or there, it's really not a whole lot different than your typical Hallmark movie. You know, I mean, Sarah Evans, Wynonna Judd, Kix Brooks, that's all cool, but they're not the main lead in this film. That's this woman, this actor, Jesse Schramm, playing Vivian, and as well as Wes Brown playing Gavin Chase. So, you know, I mean, it's just, it's not very good. It's not very good. It was, you know, I mean, Nashville is kind of a bigger city, but you would have hoped it would have a little bit more of a personality to some of the scenes, you know. I mean, some of the times they're going around and it's like, is this New York City? Like, what is this? I mean, you know, you would think maybe they'll be in Tootsie's, maybe they'll be in downtown on the Strip, maybe they'll be out at a lake, something to do a little bit more with Nashville, for God's sakes. This is disappointing, to say the least. And, you know, I mean, I think the country artists that appeared, I think they did a good job. I don't think the acting was bad, you know, so that's a good thing. Sometimes you see these movies and, you know, the acting kind of subpar. I thought the acting was pretty decent, but just the plot, you know, kind of boring. Basically, you know, it's kind of like I said, and you know, there's kind of this girl, Vivian, has to make a decision about moving to LA, and she ends up sticking around. I think what she does is she decides to not take the promotion, and then they like let her commute, I think is the thing. So it's like she kind of gets the best of both worlds. That's the sort of thing. Yeah, so that's kind of my whole thing with this. Don't really care for it. You know, would I like to see some Ronnie Dunn in there? We did get to see Sarah Evans perform Rockin' Little Christmas, which I thought was interesting because we have reviewed that on here. That is a song that Brooks and Dunn, that's not the original song by them, but they've covered that for their Christmas album. So that was kind of interesting. Yeah, I mean, message us on Facebook, Instagram. What do you think about this, A Nashville Christmas Carol? Don't care for it, really. So we'll be back with more, a couple Christmas songs after this.